I don't understand. All of my friends just keep running away with my chickens.
Welcome to Grimcast, the comedy cod.
It's a codity podcast. It's a podity codcast.
We're never going to get through it.
Welcome to Grimcast, the comedy podcast where we read myths, fables, legends, folklore, and make fun of it because it's usually pretty silly. I am one of your hosts tonight, the ever present, ever knowing, ever loving Rob. Joined, of course, by my two other hosts.
I have no titles. I have no Daenerys X-esque titles. I'm just Holly. I'm not here to boast about all of my great deeds.
I feel like I'm pretty nice. My name is Greg. Greg the Nice.
Greg the Nice.
Greg the Nice.
Greg the Nice.
He's super nice.
Yeah. Thank you for joining me, Greg the Nice, as well as just Holly. It's good. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, fuck you.
Holly and Greg, we've had a lot of stories so far that have included Hans and Hansels, more than a few.
All of them, basically.
But tonight we have a different one. Tonight we're focusing on a story that has, in fact, another classic name, a Gretel.
Oh, okay. Do you think that this comes like as a prequel to Hansel and Gretel, or is this like a sequel?
This is later. This is definitely Gretel later in life, after growing up, putting that tragedy aside and basically getting herself a job, becoming a working girl.
She's worked through her trauma at this point.
Got it.
I mean, mostly.
I gotta tell you, with this story, I don't think she's worked through her trauma.
Interesting.
But
I mean, they wouldn't even have recognized it as trauma back then, so.
True. Word hadn't been invented.
It just would have been a shortcoming at that point.
Look, we all have it hard, all right? Get over it.
Wow, Greg.
Hey, I'm nice, okay? But I'm not that nice.
Not that so nice or understanding.
Greg the Nice is, by the way, just a title. It doesn't actually mean he's nice. It was bestowed upon him.
It's the same as when somebody says they're like Alexander the Great or, you know, the Great or the Powerful or the Mighty. They put that title on themselves.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily mean they are. So, yeah, Greg's kind of a jerk.
Greg the Nice.
Greg the Nice.
Greg the Humble.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Very much so.
Tonight's story is called Clever Gretel.
Ah, all right. That's cool.
It's pretty good.
Let's do it. Let's finally dive into a narrative with a woman in it.
Who has a name.
Who has a name.
She's not just a daughter, wife,
mm-hmm.
princess, queen.
But as we've seen, it's going to be a cautionary tale. She's definitely what you're not supposed to do as a lady.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is anything.
Oh, yeah. I have ideas. I hope she has some independent thought here. I hope she has some, make some choices for herself.
Oh, you are going to hate this first sentence.
Oh, dang. No. I mean, as clever, it's just like, and then she decided to take a vow of silence and they're like, oh, clever girl.
Very, very clever girl.
There was once a cook named Gretel who wore shoes with red rosettes, and when she walked out with them on, she turned herself this way and that and thought, you certainly are a pretty girl.
Well, I like her already.
Oh, because she's daft?
Daft? No. She's got self-confidence.
Oh, okay.
Right. She's just
she's got one pretty pair of shoes.
Look at me. Damn, I can move this way and that. All right.
All right. Nice, Greg. That's a good way to take it.
Sure.
And when she came home, she drank.
But as we all do.
Like
I mean,
do.
What else do you do?
Yeah. How do you fill the hours, the many hours of a day?
In her gladness of heart, a draught of wine. And as wine excites a desire to eat, she tasted the best of whatever she was cooking. Until she was satisfied and said, the cook must know what the food is like.
She's a good cook.
Is she the rock? She just talks about herself in third person. Ah, yes. Compliments to the cook. I mean, me.
It came to pass that the master one day said to her, Gretel, there is a guest coming this evening. Prepare me two fowls, very daintily.
Ooh.
How do you daintily prepare fowls?
You teach them ballet first.
Oh. You have them balance books on their head before you slaughter them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have them sleep on several mattresses with one pee underneath.
Got
them
it.
And learn for them and make them learn that it's uncomfortable.
I will see to it, master, answered Gretel. So she killed two fowls, scalded them, plucked them, put them on the spit, and towards evening set them before the fire.
She did all of this with her pinky finger up, quite daintily.
She was just twirling. She set up a mirror in the kitchen so that she could watch herself do all these things.
Well, she's got to see those red shoes.
Uh-huh, yeah. I mean, she saved up probably her entire life just for those red shoes, and she wore them the first day, and no one commented on them, and she's like, well, I'm going to enjoy them.
Exactly.
After a while, the fowls began to turn and brown, and were nearly ready, but the guest had not yet arrived. Then Gretel called out to her master, if the guest does not come, I must take the fowls away from the fire. But it will be a sin and a shame if they are not eaten directly, when they are the juiciest. The master said, I will run myself and fetch the guest. When the master had turned his back, Gretel laid the spit with the fowls on one side and thought, standing so long by the fire there makes one hot and thirsty.
I believe I need a draft of beer.
This is honestly like how I cook.
Yes. Yes. I cook with wine. Sometimes I put it in the food.
We should put that on some sort of wooden board and just hang it up in our living room.
You know that exists already. Okay, good. Comedy.
Who knows when they will come? Meanwhile, I will run to the cellar and take a drink.
I just imagine that in the 1800s, there had yet to be like an actual inner monologue, so everyone just spoke all of their thoughts out loud. So she's just narrating her own life this entire time.
Yeah, real people did this at all times. Yeah. They didn't realize you could just keep thoughts to yourself.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm going to steal this bit of bread. I'm the baker and I can see you. Now that you said it out loud, you might have gotten away with it, but no.
The baker will never know that I put another piece of bread in my pocket 10 minutes ago.
I heard you right now. Can you give me that piece? I can see it now. You would have gotten away with it had you not said it out loud.
I will throw this tablecloth over my head and I will become invisible to the baker.
Nope. Can see. That one, I didn't need you to speak out loud. I would have seen you no matter what.
I am now invisible. I will walk out of the shop.
Okay, now I'm going to have you committed, I think. This is too far. This is an insane person.
So she ran down, set a jug, and said, God bless it to thy use, Gretel, and took a good drink and yet another hearty draught. So she's just getting hammered.
Is it draught or draft?
I mean, I think it's draft. They just spell it differently.
Well, old-timey T's or F's?
Maybe. SOTs. I have no idea. Also, she ran to that jug.
Yeah.
She ran to it. She's like, God, this is thirsty work.
Then she went and put the fowls down again to the fire, basted them, and drove the spit merrily around. But as the roast meat smelt so good, Gretel thought, something might be wrong. It ought to be tasted. So she touched it with a finger and said, ah, how good fowls are. It certainly is a sin and a shame that they are not eaten directly. She ran to the window to see if the master was not coming with his guests, but she saw no one, and went back to the fowls and thought, well, one of the wings is burning. I had better take it off and eat it. So she cut it off, ate it, and enjoyed it. And when she had done, she thought, the other must go down too, or else Master will observe that something is missing.
Yeah, he would only notice if one is gone, not two.
It was the weirdest thing. This bird had no arms. I don't know. It was crazy, but I mean, I did it.
It must have been how it was caught so easily.
Yeah.
This fowl was hunted down quite quickly because it didn't have any wings.
It wasn't hunted down. Dear King, I found this upon the side of the road. It appears that a wagon has drawn over both of its wings. I could not tell you why.
By the way, do we have any more wine? When the two wings were eaten, she went and looked for her master and did not see him. It suddenly occurred to her, who knows? They are perhaps not coming at all.
Is she a dog? This is dog behavior. She's just like, he's never coming back. I guess I'll just eat everything in the house.
I mean, I get it, though. Like, you cook a nice piece of meat, you let it rest for 10 minutes, and it's go time. That is when the meat should be eaten.
Sure, but
And it's like someone, you know, if you're a server at a restaurant and they order, like, well-done meat, and then they're like, well. And then they eat the meat, and they're like, well, this doesn't taste very good. And it's like, well, you ordered it wrong. Or, in this case, You were too late for it to be good. I've never as a server eaten the steak before giving it to the customer. This steak appears to have 4 bites out of it. Well, it's on you.
Well, someone had to check it for poison.
Someone had to check.
Then she said, "Hello, Gretel. Enjoy yourself. One fowl has been cut into. Take another drink and eat it up entirely."
She's just enabling herself.
She's talking to herself?
She is drunkenly talking to herself. She is just hammered on wine,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cooking chicken.
This is fine. This is good. I'm going to eat more of this.
She's definitely doing voices, too. She's like, "Oh, hello, Gretel. Yes, definitely eat
she's,
more of this
she's
chicken.
Making the chicken dance.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, eat me, Gretel. Oh, Gretel, what beautiful shoes you have. Oh, so pretty with their rosettes.
When it is eaten, you will have some peace. Why should God's good gifts be spoiled?" So she ran into the cellar again, took an enormous drink, and ate up the one chicken in great glee.
Well, good for her, you know? You only live once.
When one of the chickens was swallowed down and still her master did not come, Gretel looked at the other and said, "Where one is, the other should be likewise."
Her logic is sound.
I mean, yeah, this is very clever.
Yeah, they were probably husband and wife chickens. So yeah. She's like, well, they would like to be together.
Exactly.
In my stomach, basically.
Also, I don't know how large fowl. They said fowl at first, but then now they're talking about a chicken. But like,
no, I'm talking about a chicken. I'm sorry. Keep saying chicken.
Oh,
but
oh okay. I was confused because I guess fowl would be smaller than a chicken. One fowl per person.
"I think if I were to take another draught, it would do me no harm."
She's just running up and down the stairs to get to the jug, right?
Yeah.
She really needs just a whole cask up to the kitchen, it sounds like, frankly.
Well, she's worked up a lot of hunger from all the up and down from the stairs to go get the drinks, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, she needs another chicken.
So she took another hearty drink and let the second chicken rejoin the first. So she's eating all the chicken.
She's eating all the fowl.
All the chicken. Yeah, yeah. She's drunk, dancing around in the kitchen with her red shoes, eating all the chicken.
Living her best life.
So far, clever Gretel is named thusly as Nice Greg. She thinks she's very clever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's not actually being clever at all. She's just being kind of a drunk, bad employee.
It's a jab at women.
Mm.
It's ironic.
Mm.
A clever woman? Oxymoron.
Oh, that could never exist.
When she was just in the best of the eating, her master came, uh-oh, he's back, and cried, "Haste thee, Gretel, the guest is coming directly after me." "Yes, sir, I will soon serve up," answered Gretel. Meantime, the master looked to see the table was properly laid and took the great knife, wherewith he was going to carve the chickens, and sharpened it on the steps.
You know that she just, like, took her shoes off and started cooking her shoes.
They'll never know. Put some barbecue sauce on there.
Well, if I put on one shoe, then another will have to be there. Yes. And this is the exact pair. Exactly. How clever you are, Gretel.
Presently, the guest came and knocked politely and courteously at the house door.
Who do you think this guest is?
I mean, whoever he is, he's fucking late.
Yeah, he's so late.
He's so super late.
Gretel had time to make 2 chickens
and eat both of them.
Bunch of bad decisions.
And get super hammered, basically.
Who's the guest?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait. Is this a lord or you know what I mean? Like who is Gretel's boss?
So far just referred to as master.
Master.
Which is,
so he's a master.
He's a master of god types.
He's like the master of ceremonies, probably.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's an MC.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Coming up tonight on the dinner table are 2 fowls.
Gretel, let me see those fowls.
Gretel.
You got the 2 chickens we talked about?
Would you like to see my shoes with roses on them?
Gretel ran and looked to see who was there. And when she saw the guest, she put her finger to her lips and said, "Hush, hush, get away as quickly as you can."
She's telling herself to be quiet.
No, she's talking to the guest.
Oh, okay.
"Hush, hush, get away as quickly as you can. If my master catches you, it will be the worst for you. He certainly did ask you to supper, but his intention is to cut off your 2 ears."
Wow.
Gretel, sorry, quite clever.
Sorry, I feel like I should be saying this in a slurred voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just listen how he's sharpening the knife for it. The guest heard the sharpening and hurried down the steps as fast as he could. Gretel was not idle. She ran screaming to her master and cried, "You have invited a fine guest, eh?" "Why, Gretel, what do you mean?" "He has taken the chickens." "Which I was just going to serve up off of the dish." "And he ran away with them."
Oh my God, Gretel, you're amazing. I love Gretel.
"That's a nice trick," said her master, and lamented the fine chickens.
The guest is like the pastor. He's like the priest of the local town. Yeah, yeah. He has like the most goodwill standing, you know? He's like, "Really? Pastor? Pastor Franklin? Stole the chickens, huh?"
That doesn't sound like him, but...
No, he doesn't. He, like, saves orphans. Usually he brings his own chickens.
Yeah, he's just, like, so into chickens.
Was he... And what was his continence like? Was he drunk?
He's really horny. I think he's going to fuck those chickens.
He was going to fuck one of them and eat one of them.
He was going to make the other one watch.
Gretel, I don't need to hear that sort of language.
Hey, you like my shoes?
Yes, Gretel, I've seen your shoes many times. These I complimented you immediately upon their arrival.
You didn't compliment me enough.
I apologize, Gretel. I'm sorry. Pastor Franklin, can we get back? You seem distracted.
No, don't bother him.
There's something in the basement. I gotta go get it.
Yeah. Oh, of course, hold Gretel. On, of course, Gretel, as you were.
"That's a nice trick," said her master, and lamented the fine chickens. "If he had but left me one, so that something remained for me to eat." He called to him to stop, but the guest pretended not to hear. Then he ran after him with the knife still in his hand, crying, "Just one! Just one!"
That's a bit extreme. If you're just asking for one chicken, but you're running with a knife after someone, you could just run after them.
It doesn't matter what you say to somebody when you're running at them with a knife. "Let's have a tickle party!" No, you still have a knife in your hand. It's still very threatening.
"Is there mayonnaise in the fridge?"
Meaning the guest should leave him just one chicken and not take both. The guest, however, thought no otherwise than that he was to give up one of his ears and ran as if fire were burning under him in order to take them both home with him. The end.
Wow.
Wait, I got a little bit distracted thinking about other things that you might be running into.
You had some chores to do later.
I was thinking about other things I could. That someone running after a knife would be funny. So just the last. Just a recap, Rob. So the king ran after him with a knife, right? That's how it ends.
So the king ran after him with the knife.
Like he had fire under both
ears. The king just wanted one of the chickens,
or the master, or whatever it is. Yeah, he just wanted one chicken, and that's how it ends, huh? That's how it ends. All right. Okay. Sure. Uh huh.
Clever girl.
She actually did turn out to be pretty clever.
Pretty clever, yeah.
Yeah, because that was...
She does this every night. He's like, "I don't understand. All of my friends just keep running away with my chickens."
And I never have real... I just have to eat Triscuits every night.
She's like constantly trying to seduce him because she gets so drunk. She's like, hey.
"I could be your lady, my lord.
I could be your... delicate fowl."
I'm chicken. Sorry, I gotta lay down. But you can come.
It's all right, Gretel. I know you have your spells.
With me. I gotta go to the basement and get another spell.
And I've gotten used to your speech impediment. And I, unlike other people of this time, I'm understanding. I don't assume.
So what do you guys think the moral of Clever Gretel is?
She really got herself out of a scrape there.
Mm-hmm. She really got herself into a scrape there. And then got herself out of the scrape there.
All while being super hammered.
I mean, I guess if you're going to be a drunk, be clever. Don't be a drunk unless you're clever enough to, like, talk your way out of something.
Yeah, and that master really just trusted her the entire way. No questions.
No questions. Yeah.
I mean, moral, drink on the job?
As long as you're clever.
As long as you're clever about it.
It's really, if you're smart enough, you can get away with anything.
It's, yeah.
Even when drunk.
Maybe
you know,
the master
drunk,
was drunk.
I could assume that.
Yeah, because I had a boss that was like a hardcore drunk, and we would all just drink on the job because he wouldn't notice.
Because he's drunk.
Yeah.
I had a boss in a retail environment once who used to bring in peppermint schnapps all the time. Peppermint schnapps
was
and a,
this
and
boss
a, pack of...
a 93-year-old grandmother? Was it always New Year's Eve?
No, his thinking was that he'd also bring in gum. So you could do shots in the back room and you could chew gum. Mm. And if anybody was like, no, I'm just chewing gum. What are you talking about? What, that smell? What? No. Which is crazy because
alcohol smell.
Alcohol is a very distinct smell.
You can smell it on someone's breath.
Doesn't matter
all
if it's peppermint flavored.
Yeah, that's adorable.
Yeah, I can't honestly think why this story was written in the first place.
Seems like it should have been a cautionary tale against drinking on the job, but then it turned
out
golden roses for Gretel there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's just failing upward.
Yeah, so if like you can game the system, maybe that's it.
Yeah, game the system if you can.
As opposed to a lot of the stories we read that are definitely meant to like, peasant, you stay in your position.
Right.
This one's a little bit underhanded of like, look, peasant, like you can drink the master's wine.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get away with it, go
just
forth.
Lie through your teeth.
That
is the moral. Through your teeth.
We were talking about this too, like a previous jobs or whatever. Yeah. It's like when you've been called out on something and you're like, Greg's like, just never admit to it.
Never admit to it.
He's like, they don't, just assume they have no evidence.
Always lie, no matter what. I had this job, they brought in this dude who was supposed to be like giving a seminar about theft in the workplace, right? So it was like a seminar of like, theft in the workplace is bad. And then he privately interviewed every single employee.
Ooh.
And was like, I don't know, have you ever stolen anything? I'm not saying from here, but just like in general, have you ever stolen anything?
Oh my God.
Just anything, like, I don't know, like a pack of gum or anything like that. Anybody that ever admitted to stealing anything in their life was immediately fired on the spot.
Of course.
Yeah.
Adoy.
Yeah. And it was like, holy shit. We had to sit through this like hour-long seminar only to then just like most of us be fired.
Oh, that's so sick.
Yeah. It was gross.
Also,
his one point was like, what's the best way to predict behavior? Past behavior. And it's like, there's no redemption in this situation.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks,
no one
detective.
Ever.
Like, you can't just like change your ways or anything like that. No.
Yeah. Most people stole something when they were like in high school or like even as young children.
Sure.
Or, you know, later on in their golden years, then they steal like fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah. We've gone over this.
They want to feel the
thrill.
Once
they hit 50, then it's just
all
free.
That's right.
Once they basically hit retirement age.
I heard some guy in a podcast say it was all right. Retirement age of 50. Yeah. No. So, I mean, like most people have stolen something in any point in their life. And many people want to tell the truth, like just to be honest.
No, you are not rewarded in any of these situations for being honest.
It's so sick.
Also, counterpoint.
Steal things?
I have stolen things from just about every single job I've ever had.
Well, sure. Why not?
Because it's... Look, and not like...
He works from home from now.
Yeah,
so
he's constantly going to my room. I'm like, Rob, get the fuck out of my room, okay? I know you work from home, but you don't work for me, okay?
Welcome to Mr. Steely. I'm going to the office. I found some staples. I'm going to Greg's room. I found some books. I see some incense. I'm just putting it in my pocket.
Well, any last thoughts?
Always lie.
Yeah, lie through your teeth.
Be drunk and lie.
Mm-hmm.
Be drunk, lie. Eat two chickens at once if you want.
Yep.
Just like my Friday nights usually.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hope you learned your lesson.
Greta, what beautiful shoes you have.